of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are the sole survivors of a sudden attack by the hostile natives who, holding Stacy's wife as prisoner, succeed in capturing Stacy himself. Thinking they have killed Jim and Lil, the natives drag young Stacy back to their village and bring him before their chief. After a sleepless night, Stacy is allowed to exercise in the village where he hopes to find some way of meeting his wife. In the meanwhile, one of the native scouts reports to his chief that Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are not dead, but hiding in a cave near the scene of the attack. The chief immediately orders a raiding party to capture Jim and Lil. Soon after dawn, Jim sets out on a hunting expedition to obtain food. And while he's gone, the native raiding party stealthily moves in on the cave where Lil is hiding. Hearing suspicious sounds, Lil steps to the mouth of the cave to investigate and is seized by the hostile natives.
Do not make cry out. Do not move. White Missy. Do not scream. If you do, we shoot.
All right. Now, what's your little game?
We take you prisoner. Bring you chief. We see you fall off bridge in the river. We shoot. Think you die in water. But you fool us, not die. Chief be angry. Whip me. Now I be sure you not fool us. We take you now to chief.
All right. But you're making a lot of trouble for yourselves. You're going to have Jungle Jim Bradley on your trail.
Maybe we catch Jungle Jim too. Chief want him. First we bring you. Wulara Dingomelo. Yeah. You walk alongside me. Make no tricks. If you do, we kill White Missy.
Don't worry, I won't make any trouble. Well, get going. I'll walk quietly.
That'd be nice. Then we not hurt White Missy.
Where's your village? How far is your village?
You'll see. You'll see when White Missy gets there. Be nice village. Not far. Maybe 10-12 miles. Chief, he be happy to see White Missy.
I bet he will. And he'll be sorry afterward. You have another White Missy at your village?
Yes. Yes, White Missy. White man, too. White man, he be husband of White Missy.
So you've got Mr. and Mrs. Stacy.
Now we catch you, huh? Be good, yes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very good. Well, Will, what's all the trouble?
Native boy say when we take you from cave, you have cartridge belt.
That's right, and I still have it. See it?
No. Boy say belt have plenty bullets. Now belt have none.
Tell him he's crazy. I laid my bullets and my rifle and my revolver all out to dry when they got wet in the river. You captured me before I had a chance to get them.
Mijo,
well, now what?
Boy, say you play trick. You have plenty bullet in belt. Now you're gone. What you do?
I'm not playing tricks. I've no bullets. What do you think I did with them? Eat them? Come on, take me to your chief and stop arguing.
We take you. If you play trick, chief fix you good. Be bad for you. We go again now.
It was a tense moment for Lil when her clever little trick was almost discovered. For ever since she left the cave, she had been dropping a revolver bullet at intervals in the hope that Jim would spot them. And the telltale bullets would blaze a trail for Jim to follow. Running out of bullets, Lil had to devise a new method of marking a trail for Jim, who in the meantime has returned from the hunt with the carcass of a young deer slung over his shoulders.
Come and get it, lady. Here's your breakfast. Nice fresh venison. Lil! Lil! Hey, Lil! Oh, that's funny. I guess you must have fallen asleep again. Oh, Lil! Lil! I'd better dump this carcass and investigate. Lil! Lil! She's gone. Hey, what's this? Footprints. Native footprints. They've got her. Oh, those murdering swine will pay for this. She didn't even have a chance to reach for a gun. Well, that's funny. A revolver bullet. Let me see. Maybe she... Another one. She was wearing her cartridge belt and was using these to blaze the trail. Good old Lil. I'm right behind you now. Guess she must have run out of bullets. She's been dropping them at further intervals for quite a while now. What's this here? Fresh footprints. Looks as if they must have stopped here for something. Now what? Oh, there it is. A branch broken off in the direction they are headed. So I'm still on the trail and not very far behind them.
In the meantime, back at the native village, young Stacy, closely guarded, is exercising himself, walking around the village, hoping for some clue that will lead him to his wife. Suddenly, he sees a familiar face. It is old Nala, his former housekeeper.
Nala. 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 Nala, wait. Speak to me.
Mr. Stacy.
Where's my wife? Where's Mrs. Stacy? Nala, take me to her. She's ill. Sick. She needs me. You must know where she is. Take me to her.
Old Nala cannot do, Mr. Stacy. They whip old Nala if she tell. When native come, burn big house. They take old Nala prisoner with Mrs. Stacy. Now they too lock me in hut. Long time.
Well, if you won't take me to her, tell me where she is and I'll find her later on. These native guards can't understand this. Tell me where she is, and if she's all right.
They keep her and Nauri lock up in big hut. Mrs. Stacy sick in head. Plenty times I see her speak. She look at old Nala, but do not see her. Do not hear her. Sick in head, bad.
Well, then I must go to her, Nala. She needs me. Tell me, where is the hut?
Big hut. At end of village, down that way where old Nala look.
I understand. Down at the end of this row of huts.
Go to last hut, then go by wall.
Yes?
Behind last hut, stand big hut, strong wall, have window. Mrs. Stacy stand all day, look out window. Not speak, not move. Just look all time.
Are they good to her, Nala? Do they hurt or mistreat her?
No. Nala all time fix food for her.
Yes?
Good food. She have good bed. Everything her be good. Not hurt her. High priest only talk to her. She understand him. No one but high priest make her do things.
Oh. So that's who's holding her under this devilish spell.
Are you Rivo?
I go now, Miss Stacy. Native God take you back.
I'll go to her today or tomorrow. But if you see her, try to talk to her and tell her I'm here.
Oh, Nala will try. God, come now. I go.
Thanks, Nala. Someday I'll repay your loyalty.
Chief is the white man. Walk no more now. Take you back hut now. You go to new hut.
Where is the new hut?
This way. Follow me. I take you.
So it's down this way. You take me to the white missy's hut.
No. Only white missy live there. You have big hut down here. See, that be hut for you.
And do I have this all to myself?
Just a white man himself. That be all. You go in. Then old woman bring you food.
Good. Bring plenty. I'm hungry. So it's you, old Nella. You cook for me again.
Yes, Mr. Stacy. I do like you say. Go to Mrs. Stacy's hut. I call and talk to her.
Good, Nella. You told her I was here? What did she say?
She not talk. Just look. Make no sign. She know what old Nala say. I tell her maybe tomorrow you go. 2-3 times I tell her. But she just look straight out window.
Didn't she even change her expression? Didn't she understand what you were trying to tell her?
No. No. All time look same. Not know what old Nala tell her.
Quick, Nala. Before the guard comes, can't you bring me something to dig with? Hide it in your skirts when you bring in the food. These are mud walls, and I can dig my way. Climb the wall at night and bring white police here.
That be bad. Native kill you. Kill old Nala if they catch us.
But they won't, Nala. Help me get away, and when I get back, I'll give you lots of silver, make you rich.
At sundown, when I come again, old Nala try to bring you something to dig.
Come, old woman. You make too much talk with the white man.
I go. Sundown, Mr. Stacy.
Good. At sundown.
Will young Stacy and the faithful old Nala succeed in making his escape possible? What will happen when they bring Shanghai Lil in as a prisoner? And what are Jim's plans now that he is the only member of the party free to work against the savage band of natives who have so far wrecked every plan of Jim's to defeat them? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.